The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a plan to clean up polluted groundwater in Franklin more than a year ago. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, this week the agency and Amphenol, one of the companies responsible for the pollution, have reached an agreement to start the work.
Sonia Baker Hallett lived in Franklin for nearly 20 years. Shortly after moving away, she was diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer and a rare autoimmune disease that could be linked to TCE, one of the chemicals found at the Amphenol site. The EPA's cleanup plan calls for injecting material into the groundwater that will make those chemicals less toxic and installing barriers that break them down as water flows through. Hallett says she's glad to hear the company will clean up the pollution, but it was supposed to do that decades ago.
We need to keep on them at this point to make sure it's cleaned up, do the testing, continue, because we don't want anyone else to either be affected or feel as if they might have been affected by living there.
Amphenol will have to submit a plan to the EPA for carrying out the cleanup and monitoring pollution into the future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
An environmental attorney representing some Franklin residents questions whether the cleanup is thorough enough to protect them and says it's likely there are still sewer lines that need to be replaced and soil around them removed.